As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now for our story. For the first few days after his unexpected return home from overseas with the Marine Corps, Aunt Mary's son, Randy Lane, had spent most of his time with his mother. They'd always been such close companions. Now, after their long separation, they were making up for lost time. Wisely, Lefty Larkin, who'd been Randy's comrade ever since the boy was a youngster, had kept in the background. And today, his patience had been rewarded. Randy had suggested that the two of them go rabbit hunting, as they used to do in the old days. And so, immediately after lunch, they had set forth, bundled up with sweaters and corduroy jackets. The day was cold and gray. They took along a thermos bottle of hot coffee. Well, now, it was growing dark. Sharp wind had come up, and as they walked along the riverbank on their way home, they unconsciously quickened their steps, thinking of the warm fire and hot dinner which waited for them at the farm several miles away.
Ah, boy, I've had a swell time today.
I'm ready anytime you are, Randy.
Hey, you know, this will probably sound funny, but the main kick I got out of hunting today was being able to walk along making noise if I felt like it, not having to be ready to duck every minute.
Yeah, I can imagine. Must have been pretty rugged where you were out in the South Pacific.
Yeah. Oh, well, a guy got used to it. But just the same, it's sure wonderful to be home. I even enjoy this cold weather. I think I've had enough of the tropics to last me the rest of my life.
I don't go for that heat much myself. I remember one time when I shipped out. I was about your age, I guess. Gosh, all I could dream about was a nice, icy blizzard.
Hey, speaking of blizzards, brr. That fire's gonna look awful good when we get home. That wind cuts right through you. Not that I'm complaining. I'll take this any day.
Doing anything special tomorrow?
No. Why?
I thought we might get busy and mend the roof of the barn. We had a storm a while back that blew off a lot of the shingles. I'd like to get it fixed up before the next storm comes along.
Okay, sure. So you and Mama done an awful good job keeping things up while I was gone, Lefty. The farm looks swell.
Well, there's a lot of work to be done. Always something.
Don't worry about it, Lefty. I've had enough of a vacation now. I'm all set to pitch right in. We'll get things taken care of in no time between us.
Fine. Aunt Mary will be pleased if we do. She worries when things get out of control.
I know she does. Mom always has liked things in apple pie order. I wish I could get her to start taking it easy, though. I think she's been working too hard.
Yeah, so do I. But you know your mother.
Yeah.
The only way to make her stop working is to tie her down. She's got more energy than most young women.
Boy, she certainly has. I don't know how she does it.
And yet, she always has time to sit down and listen to people's troubles.
Yeah. Say, speaking of troubles, Lefty, what about Peggy?
Peggy?
Yeah. Oh, she looks fine and all that, but... Well, I've got a feeling she's not too happy.
Well, Randy, it's beyond me, the whole thing. I did hope that she and Nicholas Dorn would get married.
Say, you know, Lefty, I like that fella. He seems okay.
You bet he is. But your mother wasn't in favor of the marriage from the start.
She seems to think Peggy'd be better off to wait a while.
Well, the thing is, Aunt Mary believes Peggy's still actually in love with Bill Meade. That's why she thinks it'd be a mistake for Peggy to make any definite move until Bill's got himself straightened out.
And that may take quite a while, from what I gather. The Calverts aren't going to let him get a divorce in custody of his child if they can help it. And even if he did...
That's what I say. Even if he did, I don't want to see Peggy's life all messed up like that. A man with a child.
Say, Lefty, do you like this Bill Meade?
No, I don't, and that's a fact. Why should I like him after the runaround he gave Peggy?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Funny, though, Mom seems to think there's quite a bit on his side. That he got a pretty raw deal from Kit and Ben Calvert. I've never met him, of course, but...
Raw deal, my eye. He's old enough to know his way around. If he'd had any sense, he wouldn't have let the Calverts get the jump on him in the first place.
Yeah, well, I guess there's nothing to worry about in the immediate future. I have sort of a hunch that things will work out all right for Peggy in the long run.
I only hope you're right. As it is, I just don't know.
Oh, by the way, I saw David Bowman the other day when I was in the bank.
You did, huh?
Yeah. Hey, what's this I hear about a feud between you two?
There's no feud. But if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a softie. And for my money, David Bowman's about as soft as they come.
Oh, come on now, Lefty. You don't really think that, do you? Why, when I went away, you two were bosom pals. Played chess together every other night.
Well, I'm older and wiser now. Besides which, any man as old as David who still believes in Santa Claus... Well, it gives me a pain, that's all.
What do you mean he believes in Santa Claus?
Well, what would you call it? Here he knows very well the way Bill Meade treated Peggy. The way he wobbled around, blowing hot one day and cold the next. So what does he do? He turns over a very important job to him. And trusts him with making important decisions. When the guy doesn't know enough to come in out of the rain.
Well, I don't know about that, Lefty. But it's a darn shame you and David can't get together again. I could tell he misses you from the way he talks. And after all, I'm sure he did what was best according to his lights.
Well, if he did, all I can say is his lights are pretty dim. Man, so are his wits.
Oh, good old Lefty. Yes, it sure sounds good to hear you spluttering away again, like an outboard motor with a cylinder missing.
Yeah, I guess you're right, boy. I'm an evil-tempered, cantankerous old so-and-so.
No, you're not. You're one swell guy, Lefty. You know, I used to think about you a lot while I was away. Funny how you go back over things when you have a lot of time on your hands and nothing much to do about it.
Yep. But I'd hate to think you wasted your time thinking about an old goat like me. I thought you fellas spent most of the time thinking about girls.
Huh? Did you say you were an old goat? Didn't mean wolf, did you?
Yeah, speaking of girls, Randy, you know, there's one young woman who certainly used to look forward to your letters.
Oh? Well, I'm sure glad to hear it. But I don't know who you mean.
I mean Jane.
Oh, Jane Plummer.
That girl has a real soft spot in her heart for you, Randy.
Little Jane Plummer. She's a nice kid.
I like her a lot myself. And she's been very loyal to Peggy, too.
Oh, yeah, Jane would be. She was such a funny little kid. Always shy, sort of serious.
Yeah, she still is. But she's as warm-hearted as she can be. And sensible, too.
Yeah. Hey, look, Lefty. Isn't this where we used to go fishing in the summer? Just the other side of those rapids?
Yeah, this is a place.
Yeah, sure it is. And there's a deep place in that little cove on the other side where we guys used to swim sometime. Too far away for the girls to bother us.
Peggy used to get mad because you wouldn't let her tag along. That was during her tomboy stage.
Well, let's stop here a minute, Lefty. Gosh, it seems a long time ago.
It has been.
Yes.
Quite a while.
Awful long time. Hey, you know, the current's pretty strong right along here. I got a cramp once, Lefty. The guys had quite a time pulling me ashore. I never did tell Mom about that.
I should hope not.
Yeah, and there's the same old bridge.
Yep. And the fellows still bring their girls here at night in the summer, too.
When are they going to build a new one? I remember they were talking about it before I went away.
It's never gotten beyond the talking stage. Boy, they certainly ought to get rid of that old...
Hey. Hmm? There's something new that's been added. Look, Lefty. That girl.
Yeah. I wonder where she came from. Seems to be all alone. I wonder what she's doing up there in this cold. I don't see a car around.
Oh, neither do I.
I think it's Miss... No, she's not tall enough. I don't believe I've ever seen that young woman before.
Well, whoever she is, she'll be catching a nasty cold if she stays out in that little thin suit. This is no day for admiring the scenery, if you ask me.
Which reminds me, let's get a move on. It'll be dark before long. Besides, Aunt Mary will be worrying if we don't show up in time for dinner.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute.
Huh? What's the matter?
That girl. Good Lord. Lefty, look.
It all happened so quickly. One moment, the young woman was standing on the bridge, motionless, looking down into the swiftly flowing waters. Then, there was the sound of wood splintering as the railing cracked. And in the next instant, the horrified men on the bank saw the young woman's body hurtle down into the icy water. For a second, the two men were too stunned to move. And then, Randy tore off his jacket, ran forward, and plunged over the bank into the water. Then he was swimming desperately toward the sinking woman. The woman we know to be Lisa Fenner.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.